Do you hear that? Those are the bells of St. Michael's, and they haven't been played for a while. That is, until Deacon Herman Madsen showed up.
I always use the example of a medical field. So, like, you have the priest is like a doctor, and the deacon's like a nurse to the doctor.
He and his wife Mary moved here at the beginning of the summer to help with tours at the church and assist Father Michael. It wasn't always Herman's plan to work for the Russian Orthodox Church, though.
And I was a wild child. I grew up with my grandmother. My mom and my dad sort of abandoned me as a child. And so my grandmother, at 70, took care of a young baby. I nearly ended up in jail, but then my grandfather stuck his neck out for me. And I ended up at a young men's Orthodox Christian academy in Kodiak called St. Innocent's Academy.
Deacon Herman spent 11 years at the academy. He debated joining the seminary for quite a while, but didn't fully commit to the idea until he had an experience at the tomb of St. Herman in Kodiak.
All of a sudden, right next to this tree where St. Herman's hut and house used to be, it was like incense just started pouring out of the ground, and the smell of St. Herman's relics surrounded me.
Deacon Herman says it smelled of roses. It was unmistakably a religious calling.
You know, I just hit the deck and I was like, well, I really need to go to seminary. I don't have any choice at this point.
He's been in the seminary for 3 years. Though he has a background in music and performance, playing the bells was a new adventure.
When I got here, there was nobody really playing the bells at the time. So I just started taking it up and doing it every day at noon. I didn't take any official classes on bell ringing. Because of my background in singing and playing instruments at St. Innocent's Academy, I had an ear for that kind of thing. I also played the spoons.
So playing the bells wasn't too much of a stretch. There are 8 bells, a full octave, which makes it easier. But what does playing them entail exactly? Is he like swinging from rope to rope, Quasimodo style? I follow him to the bell tower to find out.
So you definitely get your exercise.
Was that 4 flights of stairs?
5.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's really nice on sunny days. Come up here, read a book. Very nice. Whew, okay.
We're both a little bit out of breath as he explains to me how the bells work. And the bells themselves have a pretty interesting story. They were originally made in Holland and ordered by the Russian-American company in St. Innocent. And they lasted all the way to 1966 when the fire broke out.
In the fire, these bells melted into clumps of metal. And the men in the community afterwards gathered up all the metal, had it resent back to the original foundry, which still had the original casts for these bells. And so these bells were recreated from the original metal that melted in the fire.
Each bell is connected to a string a bit thicker than a strand of yarn. Those strings connect to a podium with holes in it. The 2 largest bells are attached to 2 huge wooden pedals. And believe it or not, the deacon actually plays the bells a little bit like bongos.
Instead of pulling a string, I tap all the strings like a drum. And so that's why I can play them so fast and in so many different ways. And then that's why they sound so awesome. And you get some pretty awesome, exciting bell ringing that happens that gets you kind of pumped up. It's a lot of fun.
Fun and loud. Herman and his wife will leave Sitka at the end of the summer with plans to come back next year and hopefully make Sitka their home. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.